Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with the Daily Beast. It's Friday, July 9th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. New guidance has been issued by the CDC for schools in the upcoming academic year. Schools are instructed to fully reopen in the fall, and decisions on COVID-19 precautions, like masks and social distancing, should be based on local conditions. The CDC said vaccinated teachers and students do not need to wear masks at schools. The previous school year was pummeled by the pandemic, leading to decreases in student performance and struggles with mental health. An additional 14 victims were found overnight in the rubble of the condo building collapse in Surfside, Florida. The total now sits at 78 casualties. However, dozens of victims have still yet to be found since the Champlain Tower South condo came tumbling down on June 24th. Rescuers have been working around the clock, digging through endless piles of cement and steel to give families clarity on what happened to their loved ones. Ex-GOP staffer Ruben Verastegui admitted in a video court hearing Friday that he had 152 videos and 50 images of child porn and traded sexual images of kids. He pleaded guilty to several child porn charges. The former Republican National Committee aide allegedly hunted for videos of child rape and even discussed killing kids online. A detention memo stated that he even chatted online with another person about killing a kid. Prosecutors recommended that Verastegui be sentenced to 12 to 15 years behind bars, a proposed range the judge won't rule on until October. After working for the Republican National Committee, Verastegui was a digital strategist for the Senate Republican Conference between 2019 and 2020. As the Taliban rushes to fill the void left by vacating American troops, it has taken control of a crucial border crossing between Afghanistan and Iran. One video showed Taliban fighters tearing down the Afghanistan flag from the border crossing. On Friday, the Taliban reportedly claimed it now controls around 3/4 of the country, though that claim is disputed by the Afghan government. The Interior Ministry spokesperson said efforts are underway to take back the border town. Giant pandas are no longer considered an endangered species. China's environmental ministry made the announcement Friday after achieving successful conservation efforts. The number of giant pandas in the wild has reportedly reached 1,800, meaning they can come off the endangered list but are still considered to be vulnerable. According to the head of China's Ministry of Ecology, the reclassification reflects, quote, improved living conditions and China's efforts in keeping the pandas' habitats integrated. According to BBC News, experts have credited China's efforts to restore its bamboo forests with the turnaround in the pandas' fortunes. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.